You are listening to the Prepared Patient Podcast with Dr. Jennifer Genty, where we discuss what it really takes to heal your body with the simple tools, resources, and mindset to get you there. I am determined to show you the reality of navigating the medical space as a patient, caregiver, and loved one so you can be empowered and take back the most precious and important asset of your life, which is your health. Let's get ready, comfortable, and get started. Hello, YouTube world. Welcome back to my channel. Thank you so much for watching this quick, brief video. I had something on my mind, and I just did a Facebook Live and Instagram Live about it. And I said, you know what? Let me put it here on YouTube. If you're listening to this on the podcast, you'll also hear the audio version of this. But if you want to see the video version, you can head over to our YouTube channel. All right. So my name is Dr. Jennifer Genty, and I am a functional medicine doctor where I help my patients lose weight, fix the digestive issues, balance the hormones, and overcome chronic health conditions naturally. We use herbs, lifestyle changes, and also other tools in our practice. I do own a practice here in Denville, New Jersey called Wellness Corner NJ, where we practice conventional medicine meets functional medicine for those that are interested to explore a different world. And for those that are not getting results in the conventional space. So we have our clinic in Denville, New Jersey, and it has been a beautiful journey. I've been practicing for 10 years now, and it did start with me healing my body before I can help other patients. Now, one thing that most people might not be aware of is that I am a weight loss expert. I've received my certification in weight loss, doctor supervised weight loss. I've done a lot of continued education on weight loss, and I've been helping patients lose weight since 2018, and I've done it all. I've done the HCG, I've done the medications, I've, you know, used the 500 calorie diet, I've done all the quick fixes, I've recommended all of the things for my patients, and unfortunately, people would lose weight, and then they were plateauing until I identified what we need to do in order for us to lose weight. So I titled this video, Losing Weight is Easy, because it is. And I know many of us are going to watch this video, listen to the audio, and you're going to be triggered, and you're going to be mad, you're going to be upset, because I know many of my patients, and it might be you, you have been trying to lose weight for months and years and weeks, and you have tried all of the things, and nothing is working. And for you to hear, you know, a natural medicine doctor, a practitioner, a conventional medicine practitioner telling you losing weight is easy, it's like a slap in the face. I understand that. But I have to tell you, weight loss is a thing in my practice. Right now, as I'm talking to you, we have a detox program, a group detox program, where people are, you know, with me as I detox. This time as a group, they are embarking on this journey with me for 3 weeks. And this is week number one, and people are losing anywhere from 3 to 7 pounds in 1 week. Imagine at the end of the detox, how many pounds people are going to lose. So that's what I'm saying. Weight loss is easy, because once you understand what the root causes are, which many people are not identifying first, we tend to just buy the quick fixes, do the injections, do the medications, take this diet, you know, like drink this tea. Like, we're doing all of the things before we actually spend time and energy to identify the root cause. The first thing you need to do to make weight loss easy for you is to know the root causes. Now, you might be saying, well, Dr. J, what are the root causes? Since we help patients in our practice and also online, I do have a program called Weight and Fat Loss with Herbs. That's an online program that anybody can join. The number one goal for me is to know why you're gaining the weight. Why are you having difficulties, challenges losing the weight? And hormones is part of it. There are so many root causes of losing weight. Hormones is part of it. Now, when I talk about hormones, you might be thinking about your thyroid hormones. Yeah, you might be talking about your sex hormones for those that are going to pre, peri, and postmenopausal. Your sex hormones, that's also a possibility. You might also be talking about your sugar. But there are two hormones that we are not looking at. We're not looking at our insulin, that's our hormones, because many of us are going into insulin resistance. We're not aware of it because majority of doctors do not check insulin. If your insulin level is in the double digit, whether it's 15 or 10, that is too high. If you were to ask me, Because as the food is coming in, you're eating complex carbohydrates, your pancreas is being signaled to release insulin. And if your pancreas is releasing too much insulin for the demand, right? If there's not enough demand, and then your insulin is flooding your bloodstream, you're not gonna lose the weight. That's one of the hormones, but people are not looking at. Insulin is huge. And also your stress hormones. Now tell me who does not have stress? We all have stress. Cortisol is a hormone that, again, doctors are not checking. If they are checking it, they're not checking it the right way. You need to do a 24-hour cortisol. We need to check the morning cortisol, the afternoon cortisol, the evening cortisol, the night cortisol to see exactly when your stress level is at the highest peak, when you're producing cortisol hormones. Because if you are stressed, if you're stressed and you don't know how to support your adrenal glands, you don't know how to decrease your stress, or you're not taking any herbs for stress management, then the cortisol is going to interfere with the weight loss, and it's also going to make your immune system even weaker. When we are under stress, we don't know how to manage your stress, we don't control it, that will also slow down motility. So when that slows down, then toxins that you have floating in your body will be stuck in your fat cells, and that's why we're not losing the weight. So we need to look at the insulin hormones, the cortisol hormones, your stress hormones, and also toxins. Many of us have a desire to lose weight. I'm going to lose weight. This is my New Year's resolution. I'm going to change my diet. I'm going to exercise. You can do all that. That's awesome. But did you decrease the toxin that you acquired years ago? You can choose to change your diet. And when you do, you will lose a few pounds. Don't get me wrong, because your body recognizes you are doing something amazing. So you're not eating the carbs like you used to. You're decreasing your sugar, which is awesome, which is always good. But many of us plateau. We plateau. Why do we plateau? Because you're not really addressing the toxins. You need to address the toxins. You need to really look at all your hormones, address the toxins. That's why in our weight and fat loss with herbs is 2.5 months. Why is that? Because the first few weeks we are detoxing. We are detoxing. You gotta detox. As you detox, you lose weight, you lose inflammation, you lose toxins, and you lose water weight. As you are going through the detox, that alone will make you feel better, because you can see that how your body start restoring and repairing and resetting just a few weeks. And then when you go into the weight and fat loss program, that's when we incorporate the herbs that will significantly help you lose weight. In this program, we lose anywhere 12 pounds and up. So that's why I guarantee people you lose 12 pounds, because when we did the last two cohorts, people are losing minimum 12 pounds. But I want you to ask yourself today, if you are not getting the results, you're not losing the weight, and you're frustrated, you are desperate because you're doing all the things and you want to give up, did you identify the root causes? Do you know why you are gaining weight? Do you know why the efforts that you put in right now are not giving you the results that you're looking for, or giving you short-term results? And you might be saying, well, Dr. J, I'm losing weight because I'm doing Wegovy, semaglutide, Ozempic. I want you to ask yourself this question. Are you prepared to do these injections or take these medications for the rest of your life? Are you? Because what's going to happen is the minute you stop taking them, the weight gain will come back. The weight loss will stop and all the weight gains will come back. And now there are so many studies now on these medications. It's crazy how the FDA is just going out, like doing so many crazy things behind the scenes. This is coming from a doctor. So I want you to understand, is it sustainable for us to implement quick fixes to lose the weight? And I do know weight loss is a psychological thing. It is emotional, because you don't feel well in your body. You feel like you feel heavy, and you want to bring that person back, that person that used to be lean and light, that the person that used to have a great body, that person that you fell in love, that person you were born into, it's there. It is hiding internally. But over the years of us living the life that we have now, faced with toxins that we do now, we can that person kind of hide away inside of your body to lose the weight, because weight loss is easy. It is. I would love to sit here and be like, oh, so challenging, it's complex, it's complicated, it's so much, it's this and that. But I would not feel well in my soul, and my conscience will not sit well with me for me to sit here and lie to you and be like, yeah, it is so hard to lose weight. It is not. It is not hard to lose weight. Weight loss is easy. Once you have a roadmap and you know exactly where you're going, and you're addressing and you are identifying and addressing the root causes along the way. So if ask yourself this question: who was the last time you checked your cortisol level? When's the last time you detox? And as we know, we're all faced with toxin. It is something that is a must. That is a must. This is not something that, we all have toxins. There's no way we're gonna sit here and be like, oh no, I have no toxins. Toxins to our food, as organic as they might be, toxins in the air that we breathe, toxins in our personal care products. We all have toxins coming into our bodies every day. You don't see them, but they are there. So that's why when you go on a cleanse, when people cleanse, which I don't recommend, they go use the bathroom and they lose a lot of weight, which is not a healthy way. But when you detox, which is not a cleanse, you don't have diarrhea on the detox. You don't have like multiple bowel movement. That's not a detox. If you're taking something that says detox and it's sending you to the bathroom, decreasing your electrolyte and making you dehydrated, not the vibe. That's not detox. But when you detox, you're addressing your kidney, your liver, your lymphatic system, your stomach is flatter. That is the way to lose the weight. So, three things. Weight loss is easy. It's not hard. It's not complicated. Yes, I know many people might be triggered because they've been trying. They have tried everything and then I've seen results, or they saw results, they plateau. And the second thing is you have to identify the root causes. I just spoke to you about the insulin, might be one. Doctors don't usually check insulin, ask for it. Yes, you should also check your thyroid hormones, your sex hormones, like your estrogen, progesterone. You should check all DHEA. You should check all that. This is part of the identifying the root cause. But you should also check your cortisol hormones, because as we know, a lot of us are sick. And the sicker you a lot of us are stressed. The more stressed that you are, the sicker you'll be, the harder it'll be for you to lose the weight. Your metabolism slows down, and then you have to detox. You have to detox. Detoxing alone will help you lose a few pounds. That is a guarantee, at least for my detox. You have to. So I am gonna shoot another video to go about to discuss the objections that I see the most in my practice that are keeping people stuck and preventing them from losing the weight. And we want to get rid of those objections, because I see a lot of people are doing things they don't need to do. It's like making it more complex. We don't have time for this. We don't have time to do a zillion steps of do this, do that. We don't have time for that. I have to do this to do it. Like, all these objections are not working. So we're gonna do a video about that. We're gonna talk about that. All right. So thank you so much for watching this video. I wanted to get this off my chest, as I'm seeing so many people in my practice not only lose weight, but so many prospect people coming into our practice, letting us know how much they are struggling to lose weight. And I don't want this to be you. I don't want you to go into the mindset finishing the rest of the year thinking that it is hard to lose weight, when it is not hard to lose weight. It is easy to lose weight. Say it with me. It's easy to lose weight. I need to identify the root causes, address the root causes, and detox in the whole process. And yet, no, you don't have to take the medications. You don't have to take the injections. None of that stuff are required to lose weight. I promise you. No, you can literally drink some tea, ride the herbs. My Chinese herbs will help you balance those hormones, will help you detox, will also address your cortisol, like all of the things that I just mentioned. You can just do them. And they are not the herbs that's going to send you to the bathroom. They are not cleanse herbs where you just live in the bathroom. They are Chinese herbs, powerful Chinese herbs designed to really decrease inflammation and help you address those root causes I just mentioned, so that you can lose the weight and keep it off and have fun doing it. All right, so thank you so much. Don't forget to subscribe and share this video with all the people that you think that might benefit from it. And then I'll see you on the next video. Thank you. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for listening to this episode. Do me a favor. If you found this episode valuable, informative, and resonated with you, please share, subscribe, and leave a review. If you have any questions and need further assistance, you will see all of our contact information in the show notes below. Send us any questions you have, and then we'll be more than happy to help you. Until then, stay tuned, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye-bye.